Continuing our Warren County primary candidates for Warren County Board of Supervisors, this time District 3, Travis DeWitt seeking the Republican Party nomination. Travis, tell us about yourself and why you wanted to run for Warren County Supervisors.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to stand out here a little bit. My name is Travis DeWitt, born and raised in Indianola. My wife and I moved down to the New Virginia area about 17 years ago, just north of G76 on 90th Avenue, and you know, just living out there and seeing a lot of how the roads and everything have been taken care of, you know, clear across Warren County, not just necessarily in our neighborhood. You know, just really put a fire under me to see what we could do different. We've had representation from Northern Warren County for multiple years, and it just felt like we were getting ignored. Our voices weren't being heard. Crystal McIntyre's done an absolutely fabulous job fighting for us, but when she's one out of three on the board, you know, her voice goes unheard quite a bit as well. So with the Board of Supervisors going to a five-member board, I really felt like it was a perfect opportunity to stand up and say, hey, you know, we need some more representation down here in Warren County, Southern Warren County. So here I am. What I would continue doing, that I think the board has done a decent job at, I'm struggling to come up with anything. I think there needs to be a whole heck of a lot more transparency with this board. The tax levies have gotten out of control. I feel like they find ways to spend more money, but not find ways to bring in more revenue. Building the tax base would be one thing that I would like to see done, not just going back to the taxpayers and you know, even when they're trying to find revenue in the county, they just want to what seems like go back to the taxpayers. You know, we just recently had a public meeting about the zoning, getting code enforcement and stuff done, and you know, we fought that and got them to drop that. But it just seems like when they want to create more revenue, they just go back to the taxpayer to find that funding, not necessarily trying to reach out and building the tax base, finding ways to bring businesses in, finding ways to bring jobs in, stuff like that.
What were some of your qualifications that you believe you would bring to the board if elected in both the primary and the general this fall?
So I started my small business in 2011, and starting a business from scratch as a 30-year-old, you really have to dig. You really have to find creative ways to make revenue. You know, it's not just, you know, when we first started, we weren't just doing signs and lighting. We were doing anything and everything we could to make a buck, getting this off the ground. And the experience of how I was raised and through the schooling, you know, just high school and everything, you know, I started working basically full time when I was 16. You know, just having the knowledge of hard work and perseverance and figuring out ways to get things done with very, very little income, I feel give me the experience to try to find new ways to bring in revenue through the county. Not necessarily, like I said, going back to the taxpayers to get this money that we need to keep improving things, and not even improving things, just maintaining things. as far as the you know, just the blue collar experience, I feel like I relate with a lot of my core voters out there, and just the fact that we're tired of just being run over all the time and never having a voice. So I guess I'd just say experience is basically the school of hard knocks.
And then finally, if someone wanted to learn more about you or get in touch with your campaign, if they have any questions, how should they go about doing that?
Right now, we just have a Facebook page, Travis D. Witt for Warren County Board of Supervisors, District 3. Honestly, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. On my Facebook page that I just mentioned is my personal cell phone, as well as my email. Or you can stop in the shop and let's chat. I have no problem. You know, we are right now kind of in our busy season, so it's pretty hit or miss whether I'm in the shop or not. But I'm usually out on the truck. So, you know, if somebody wants to stop in and chat, probably in the afternoons are a little better than the mornings.